Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, friends, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm the fill-in host for today, Mike Adams. Alex just joined us for much of the last hour, and we have been breaking down just an explosive story, probably the biggest breaking news in the country, maybe in the world, happening today. And you're getting the inside scoop on it right here on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks to Alex himself. Thanks to Paul Joseph Watson, who joined us in the last hour and is working on another story that will be posted at the top of this hour. In other words, just about an hour from now, we intend to have Paul Watson back on here to give us further analysis of the situation. And also Dr. Steve Pachenik joined us, as you just heard, if you were with us in the last segment. We have a false flag pretext for war, in the Middle East. This is now being uncovered. This false flag operation having been formulated apparently by the Obama administration. We don't know exactly which operatives inside it, but as Dr. Pachenik alluded to, we suspect Attorney General Holder may have a hand in this, as he has with Operation Fast and Furious, the illegal operation to ship guns into Mexico and put them into the hands of drug dealers there. The FBI is suspected of being involved, although, of course, there are good agents in the FBI. There are rogue agents in the FBI. There may be some warring factions within the FBI itself, just as within the CIA itself, who are trying to vie for top position right now and do the right thing for America rather than getting us dragged into another war in the Middle East. We're going to continue to cover this story right here for the next 2 hours here on the Alex Jones Show. I do have other guests lined up who are going to be joining us who are scheduled for today. So we are going to be talking to them, but we will be coming back to this story. And if there's any breaking news that happens in the next 2 hours, we will go right to it immediately, interrupting any guests who may be joining us. So if you are listening to this right now, don't turn your dial. You're going to get the best breaking news right here today on this extraordinary situation, which involved a false flag plot to have a used car salesman in Texas apparently try to assassinate a Saudi ambassador in the United States as a pretext for war. Again, Israel, according to Alex here, as he explained earlier, Israel may be just weeks away from launching a war, launching an attack on Iran. And this attempted assassination attempt, which is being described by the mainstream media as a real thing, but we believe is a false flag attack, may be the pretext for justification of all of that. Now, there's a lot more, let's say, aftermath to this that you need to know about. And we're going to be analyzing that and giving you some information about what you can expect to happen if an attack is launched on Iran. What's going to happen to oil prices? What's going to happen to gold prices? What's going to happen in the presidential elections in the United States if Obama is positioned up as a war hero in much the same way that former President George W. Bush was positioned in the aftermath of 9/11? There are some very serious implications to all of this. Our world, as of today, because of this apparent false flag setup, is headed for war, a major global war, and we need to take action to prevent it. We've got to stop us from devolving into a world that can only resort to killing people in order for governments to gain power and control their own populations. We've got to resist this. We've got to get the word out that we know about this. We know what's going on, and we've got to take action so that people can protest this. Even in Israel, as Dr. Pachenik said in the last segment, the Israeli people need to take to the streets and demand peace, demand that they do not start another war, which can only end in suffering, which can only end in death for people on both sides. No matter who you side with in this war, dropping bombs and causing death is not a positive outcome for our world. So stay with us right here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be breaking this down with a lot more details when we return right after this break.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm the fill-in host, Mike Adams, the editor of Natural News. And today, as you've heard, we have been exploring just an extraordinary breaking news story on the potential false flag attack. Well, I would say the obvious false flag pretext for an attack in the Middle East. So we're going to continue to cover this story here for the next 2 hours. We do have other guests lined up. In fact, we're going to be talking to Leslie Botha from SaneVax, who's going to give us some information about Governor Jerry Brown's decision in California that allows 12-year-old children to give consent to being injected with a vaccine that could kill them. That's another bit of insanity happening in our world today, and we're going to cover that. We also have coming up Mark Castell from the Cornucopia Institute at the top of the next hour. He's going to talk to us about GMOs having been detected in so-called natural cereal products, breakfast cereals. So we have a lot of news lined up for you. Also, Paul Joseph Watson will likely be joining us in a little under an hour to give us some more breaking news on the Iranian false flag assassination attempt on the Saudi ambassador to the United States. And I want to thank Paul Watson for his story. If you haven't read it yet, get yourself onto Infowars.com and read that article, because this is probably the biggest news that you have heard certainly all week, maybe the biggest story of the year, and it's breaking right here on the Alex Jones Show. I have a lot of questions about that situation, too, so I'd like to get Watson on the phone and ask him a few things, too, Jaron, if you can set that up towards the end of this hour. Now, getting to who we have joining us right now is Leslie Botha from the Sane Vax Inc. organization, which has done extraordinary work on exposing, for example, the contamination of HPV vaccines with the rDNA, the recombinant DNA of various strains of HPV itself. And that should not be in the DNA. And you learned about that here on the Alex Jones Show when Dr. Andrew Wakefield joined us, and also when Leslie, when you saw her articles posted on both Natural News and Infowars.com as well. She joins us now to talk about the recent decision in California, I should say, the signing of the law by Governor Jerry Brown in California that gives children the right to consent to something that could kill them. Leslie, are you with us on the phone?
I am so glad to be talking about this issue. Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Governor Jerry Brown's decision certainly shocked all of us who were part of the efforts to send as much information as possible to our advocates in California so that he would know the truth about the dangers of this vaccine. So that he signed this bill into law was against anybody's thinking, rational thinking, and really a surprise, and it's still reverberating through the media, obviously.
Let's break it down, though. What exactly this law allows, because as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, a child could come home from school having a vaccine shot and could say, hey, mommy, I got a vaccine shot today, and here's my permission note, which I signed myself, and the school said I could.
Or a child could come home from school, like happened up to Linda Moran. A child came home from school, never told her mother she had the vaccine, went in to take a bath, and never came out of the bathtub.
Because she died.
Absolutely. I had another young woman named Courtney on my own radio show about a month ago talking about this. At 15, Courtney and her mother went to a doctor's office in California, her gynecologist, female gynecologist, who said Gardasil. They said no. The gynecologist said, "Can I speak to your daughter alone, please?" Pulled the daughter aside into her office and said, "You know, I can give you this vaccine without your mother knowing it."
And incredible.
Before Jerry Brown signed the law,
yeah,
right? This was 2 years ago. And so when the girl said no, the gynecologist, visibly upset, marched out to the mother and said, "I want you to know that if your daughter gets raped, she's going to get cervical cancer and die because you did not let her get this vaccine."
Unbelievable.
Nothing is farther than the truth. Absolutely. So, well, but let's really look at this issue. And I know I was reading your commentaries on AB 499 this morning. And you've done a great job. Total California cave into the criminal vaccine industry.
But why would Governor Jerry Brown, why would he sign this? I mean, who convinced him or who got to him? Or, you know, I don't think in his heart that he wants to be an evil person, and yet this act can very easily be interpreted as a crime against humanity because of the number of children that are going to be maimed and killed by this. Why would he do this?
Or is it really an act? Well, it is an act against humanity, yes. However, if he did not sign this bill, Gardasil would not be in the news again this week. I wouldn't be on the Alex Jones Show. I wouldn't be on Robert Scott Bell's show. And I wouldn't be on a radio station out of New York tonight talking about this issue. Let's look at it this way. You know, let's tie it in with what Michelle Bachmann did, all right, a month ago.
Right, with Perry.
At the Republican debate. She shocked everybody when she brought up Gardasil and said, "I wouldn't get this vaccine for my kids, for her daughters," and calling it a potentially dangerous vaccine. What if Governor Jerry Brown, who I happen to be a fan of, for the first time he was governor back in the 70s and thought he did a great job and stood up for the people. What if Governor Jerry Brown was under so much pressure by his state legislature, by the pharmaceutical companies, who we know lobby the heck out of everybody?
Sure.
And sign this bill to bring attention to what is going on.
What do you mean?
He's not going to run for president. You even said that in your comments.
Right, right. This is the closing chapter of his political career, almost certainly, and what a very long political career as well. But are you suggesting that he did this on purpose to show how ridiculous it is, so that there would be some public discussion?
This backlash before a pharma goes in and buys up every state in the country trying to do the same thing? Yeah, I am suggesting that. And I think we need to get to Governor Jerry Brown's office and find out why.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt, but if this is the reason he did it, and if he comes out and goes public with that, then I owe him an apology, because I had some very critical things to say about him for signing this. What's your take?
I mean, if I could be wrong. I've been wrong once already today, and I'll probably be wrong by the end of the day. But I'm just saying, nothing has, you know, we're all so quick to jump and to condemn, all right? And there is a lot to condemn here if indeed he succumbed to lobbying pressure and Merck pressure and did this.
But if he wanted to show how crazy this is, wouldn't it have been better to just call a press release and have all the press around and announce that I'm not going to sign this bill because Big Pharma keeps pressuring us and these vaccines are not safe for children? Wouldn't that have been more effective than passing it and waiting for the backlash?
Well, it would have been yesterday's news tomorrow. Everybody loves negative media. And maybe you're right and maybe I am wrong, but we don't know.
Yeah, we don't.
And
we don't know.
That is the issue here. But this is a big issue, because it does set a dangerous precedent. All right. So whatever the politics behind it sets a very dangerous precedent of parents losing control over their children or health care, certain aspects of health care. My it's STDs, it's vaccines and STD vaccines, which there are more and more coming down the pike, and also for mental health diagnosis and SSRIs. Holy smokes.
Well, right. And now with this precedent, as you just mentioned, the state overrides the parents, not just their rights, but even their knowledge of it. The state can now round up children in school and run these propaganda campaigns, and it's very easy to twist the mind of a 12-year-old child in the sense of social engineering in the context of a classroom. They could inject them with who knows what. They could put them on preventive chemotherapy for preventing future breast cancer. I mean, your little girl could come home from school with chemotherapy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But what better way to light a fire under parents than to set a bill in motion that takes away their rights? Because we are a very complacent society.
Leslie, by the way, what's your website address for those who want to follow your coverage of this?
There's sanevax.org, and I have my own website on holyhormones.com, which is all about women's health. And, you know, really, there is a big picture here that is why we are in such a mess, and that is because we do not have adequate information for young girls about health care, and that is the crime. They don't understand their bodies. They're being put on birth control pills at alarming rates. They're putting out being given Gardasil at alarming rates, and it's killing them. The whole social political issue surrounding women's health care is all about money and profit.
Of course it is. Of course. And this is also all about parents versus the state, because I think you would agree with me that even if Gardasil were proven 100% safe, which it hasn't been proven, but even if it were, we would still want parents to have the rights to choose what gets injected into their children, correct?
And that is absolutely correct. At all times, parents need to be aware and they need to be accountable for their child's health. We need to be accountable for our health. That's what Natural News is all about, and that's what you provide us information for all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I try and provide information to women on health care.
Leslie, we're about to go to a break. I'd like to ask you to stay with us and join us again on the other side of this break. If you're listening, this is the Alex Jones Show. I'm the fill-in host, Mike Adams. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this short break with more from Leslie and Sane Vax.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex life what it used to be? Don't ignore these changes. Your prostate health can affect your whole life. Call right now to discover the Beta Prostate free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body maintain prostate health. This includes stronger urine flow, healthy bladder emptying. It even reduces waking at night from the urge to go. Take care of your prostate, and it will take care of you. Learn how to try Beta Prostate free. You only pay a low shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514. As an extra bonus, get our men's libido formula to support better intimacy for both you and her. It's yours absolutely free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514.
You are listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm the fill-in host today, Mike Adams, the editor of Natural News, and we are joined in this segment, continuing with Leslie Botha from Sane Vax, Inc., talking about Jerry Brown, Governor Jerry Brown's signature in California of Bill AB 499, which allows children to give consent. Children as young as 12 years old, if you can believe that, to give consent to being injected with potentially deadly vaccines, even without their parents knowing about it. And at the same time, by the way, Governor Brown signed another bill that says, oh, you can't go to a tanning salon if you're under 18 without a note from your parents, or actually a parental escort almost. You can't even go to the zoo. You can't go to a field trip, a museum without a note from your parents. But now if you're 12 years old, if you're 13, you can say yes to a vaccine that we know has killed children, a vaccine that maims some children, a vaccine with neurological side effects. It's absolutely insane. And here to give us a little more information on that is Leslie from Sane Vax Inc. And that website is sanevax.org. Is that correct, Leslie?
That is correct. And right. Sane Vax stands for Safe, Affordable, Necessary, and Effective Vaccinations.
Perfect. Now, go ahead.
The whole thing does sound ludicrous. I mean, Governor Brown usually protects family rights, parental rights. He's been known to do that over the years. He stands up for the people. He stands up for the family. And that's why, if this was anybody else but Governor Brown, I'd be going, bastard. But with Governor Brown, it just doesn't make sense. And then, as I said before, in light of Michelle Bachmann, and what she did and the risk that she took in losing points and losing credibility for coming out and speaking about Gardasil during the Republican debate. And you sort of look at those back and forth and you go, maybe we're having more of an impact than we realize. The collective impact, InfoWars, Sane Vax, Vaccine Truth, all of the other vaccine awareness sites, Dr. Mayor Eisenstein, Sherry Tenpenny. I mean, this is the strongest this movement has been in 30 years.
Well, it's extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. The press release that I wrote about Rick Perry and Gardasil was actually posted on Mitt Romney's website.
Fantastic.
Sane Vax has been written up and been visited by the CDC, FDA, Senate, governors, universities. You know, we're watching all these people hitting on our website. So is it really that absurd?
You know,
to think that
we are having this impact. Your work and the work of Alex here at his show at InfoWars, Paul Watson, what we're doing at Natural News, many like Sherry Tenpenny that you mentioned, we are all having an impact, and we are shaping the conversations out there. Kudos to Michelle Bachmann for raising this issue. I mean, I may not agree with her on all her other issues, but
absolutely,
on this issue, she nailed Rick Perry to the wall with it.
Absolutely, she did. And she knew she was going to be at great risk for doing so. And she dropped immediately to the bottom of the barrel. But she did it. And she spoke as a mother. And she was honest about it. And so that's why I have to question, really, and I can't condemn Jerry Brown until we know. That would be a great interview for you or somebody out there. Let's get to Jerry Brown's office.
Well, I already condemned Jerry Brown. Maybe it's too late. But look, hey, I'll retract it. I'll apologize to the guy if it turns out that this was some kind of weird behind-the-scenes plot to actually expose the dangers of vaccines. That seems like a stretch to me, but you may be right.
We'll see
what happens.
We're in the media. Gardasil is in the media. Merck's marketing department has to be dying. There is no more damage control for them. This thing is a train wreck. It's a train running out of control, and it's going to gain more momentum as we go. And we couldn't have done this without Michelle Bachmann, and we couldn't have done it without Governor Jerry Brown signing this bill.
Well, what an extraordinary roll call of players in the stage of world events. Just on the vaccine front, not to even mention what's going on today with Iran and Saudi Arabia and Israel and all that. We're just about out of time here, Leslie. I want to thank you for joining us. I'm sorry it's a short segment for you today. We did plan to have you on for longer, but we've got all this other breaking news happening at the same time. So I do want to thank you for joining us and for your comments, and encourage people to go to your website, sanevax.org, for more information. And you will also find Sane Vax News continued coverage on InfoWars.com. When we come back from this break, I'm just looking at the clock over here. When we come back from this break, We will have Paul Joseph Watson joining us, and I've got a list of questions for him. But, Leslie, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mike, very much.
All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Man, just what an incredibly crazy day of news. Stay with us. We've got a lot more breaking news on the other side of this break here on The Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Okay, folks, we are back here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm the fill-in host today, Mike Adams. We're going to be joined shortly by Paul Joseph Watson, who is working feverishly on a breaking story to be posted on Infowars.com. Probably, maybe within half an hour, I guess he'll tell us exactly when. Before we bring Paul Watson in, I just want to cover a couple of things here on this issue. This breaking news today, this is the biggest news story happening probably on the planet today, because we're talking about a false flag pretext for war in the Middle East. The Obama administration now practically being caught just fudging a false flag attempted assassination plot against a Saudi ambassador in the United States involving an Iranian used car salesman from Texas, who has been just probably another patsy set up by perhaps the FBI, perhaps the CIA, certain rogue elements within those agencies. I'm going to ask Paul Watson about more about that. But let's go to the mainstream media very quickly and see how they are beating the drums for war. Beating the war drums, the Washington Post. Obama blames Iran government for role in assassination plot against Saudi diplomat. Wow, how convenient is that? Problem, reaction, solution from the Obama administration. A former Netanyahu advisor says time for the U.S. to strike Iran. Very convenient pretext there. Daily News says Iran's terror plot marks the end of engagement. It's time for Washington to get tough with Tehran. Oh, really? Time to get tough because of this? Because of this just juvenile assassination plot? Really? What else do we have here? Treasury official, Iran sanctions are working, and we should keep them going. This is from CNN Politics. Baltimore Sun reports attacking Iran would invite disaster. Here's a little different point of view on this. Yeah, of course it would invite disaster, disaster for Israel and much more. Here's something from CBS News, very interesting. It leads off with, quote, the alleged plot to kill the Saudi ambassador to the United States was comically amateurish. Yeah, and no kidding. But the U.S. government believes not only that it was approved at high levels in Tehran, but also that it was not the only plot, from CBS News correspondent Bill Plante. Now, we're going to bring in Paul Joseph Watson, who has already reported on this and is going to be posting another story. Paul Watson, are you with us now? Are you with us via Skype?
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Paul. Great to hear from you.
All right, yeah, basically what's happening is that Defense Secretary Leon Panetta visited Tel Aviv back on October 3rd, and it appears as if the Israelis basically told him, look, we've got a two-month window for this strike on Iran. We've got to get it done before winter, because if we wait, then it's going to make it a whole lot more difficult. And the debate apparently has been on how the United States would give the green light for this Israeli assault on Iran. So lo and behold, less than 2 weeks later, we have this ridiculous fantasy hoax of a terror plot, which it now turns out the so-called mastermind behind it, this used car salesman, turns out to be a drunk, pothead, hooker-frequenting, quote, joke. That's how he's being described. But now this fake plot is being aggressively exploited from everyone from, you know, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, to John McCain. And it's interesting because back in February last year, we wrote that it would be an assassination attempt that would be used as the pretext to go into Iran. Now, we speculated that it might be Obama as the target. It actually turns out that Obama is now being pressured by the neocons. He's being blackmailed into this attack because they're saying this is the only way to get tough, to save your presidency, is to greenlight this attack on Iran. So, you know, 10 days after Panetta visits Tel Aviv, the Israelis basically tell him, look, this is what's going to happen. You better get on board with it. And then 10 days later, we have this ridiculous fake terror plot, which is Anthony Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel, told Andrew Napolitano last night on Fox Business, is a complete myth. There's no evidence to detail it within the FBI channels. Schaefer had an FBI insider, an FBI investigator, look to see if he could find any details regarding this alleged plot, and he found absolutely nothing. It's being completely manufactured out of whole cloth, and now it's being used as the pretext to greenlight this pre-planned Israeli assault on Iran.
But Paul, importantly on this, and an outstanding analysis you've offered us already, and I know more coming from you today with new stories to be posted on Infowars.com, but the question is the mainstream media going to continue to buy it, and will the people of America buy into this, even though it is now an obvious hoax? I mean, we've got some media outlets are questioning it. Others are buying into it. Where do you see this playing out across the mainstream media and then in the minds of the American people? Were you able to hear me there, Paul?
Yeah, it's just cutting out a bit, but yeah, I got the gist of what you were saying. Yeah, the Washington Post, the New York Times and others have come out with articles admitting that most foreign observers and terror experts doubt the credence of this plot. But then in the rest of the article, they'll go on to detail the frivolous, you know, storyboard, the myth behind it. What they're saying now is that there's a chain of plots that are going to be blamed on Iran, so this is only going to escalate. And now Time magazine has come out and basically said, look, the response to this is not going to be sanctions. It's not going to be isolation of Iran. It's a pretext for war. So they're going beyond saying that it's just going to be another tactic to isolate Iran and saying that, you know, Obama's going to have to get tough, or he's going to be accused of being, quote, soft on Iran. So that's what the likes of Time magazine are saying. So they're going to play this game where Obama gets the right cover from the neocons. Michelle Bachmann, Romney, they've all come out, all the so-called Tea Party people, and said that it proves the case that we need to go and attack Iran. So Obama's got right cover from his supposed political enemies who have all teamed up together to support him, and now, you know, the green light's being given.
Paul Watson, does the term CS1 mean anything to you? CS1 as a referring to a paid informant with the Department of Justice. I'm just getting some breaking news handed to me here. Is that something you've covered so far?
Yeah, I believe that's the Department of Justice go-between that this joke of a mastermind went and visited, and he gave him the orders to create the ledger, which they could then exploit to put out this myth in the media that it was a big dangerous assassination plot involving Mexican drug cartels. Of course, as we've documented, those very same Mexican Los Zetas gang members, from court transcripts that have come out in recent months, have been proven to be working directly in cahoots with the federal government itself. And in fact, many of the weapons from Fast and Furious, the guns went directly to Los Zetas gang members. So, I mean, from the DEA agent to the Los Zetas, they were all working together, and then they find this idiot joke of a guy who's into, you know, smoking pot, getting drunk and frequenting brothels to be the quote mastermind of this plot. It's completely inconsistent with how Al-Quds, the Iranian Revolutionary Special Tactics Unit, works, as every terror expert has said. They're not going to hire some idiot drunk in America to carry out an assassination plot, and they wouldn't even carry it out in America. This ambassador is going to be in the Middle East most of the time. Why not just carry it out there? Why would you do it in Washington, D.C.? It's ridiculous, and every expert has said so.
Very good questions from you, Paul Watson. I want to thank you for joining us. I know you've got to go to keep working on the story that you're about to post on Infowars.com. Can you give us an idea when can people expect that story to be live?
Yeah, it's terror hoax could foreshadow Israeli attack on Iran, and it'll be up within half an hour on Infowars.com.
All right. There you have it then. Terror hoax story to be posted on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson, coming up hopefully within half an hour. Now, how's that for pressure for Paul Watson? I bet he's scrambling there. Thank you for joining us, Paul, for taking time out of your busy journalism schedule there also to get us that story. Now, some of the breaking news we have on this, and by the way, this is all teleprompter-free radio, just like InfoWars Nightly News is teleprompter free. This is all breaking news right now. This is huge breaking news. And so bear with us as we bring in different stories and different guests and different pieces of evidence here. The latest piece that I'm seeing here is a story entitled Paid DOJ Agent Provocateur at the Center of, quote, Iranian Terrorist Plot. This was written by Kyle Rogers from the Charleston Political Buzz Examiner. And in that story, he asked the question, was the assassination plot an actual plot or just entrapment? Well, that's because the FBI, as we know, goes out there and recruits patsies. We've seen this pattern emerging just over and over again, where they recruit these people who are largely incompetent, just like what we are seeing here. And then the FBI actually gives them the gear, gives them, for example, the remote-controlled airplane that was supposed to be flown into the Pentagon. gives them the explosives, gives them the firearms and the grenades in that case. And there are many other cases, other attempted, quote, attempted bombings, attempted terrorist events, where it's on the record now, it's been exposed that the FBI itself, or perhaps, let's say, a rogue element within the FBI, because I don't want to say that all FBI agents are bad. That's not true. There are many very good men and women in the FBI who are doing their jobs, and I want to give them credit. But there are also rogue elements within every agency that appear to be putting together these false flag attacks for the sole purpose of reminding us all in an Orwellian type of style that we are always at war and we should always be afraid. Now, in this case, they're amping it up to a whole new level. With this, what looks like a false flag assassination attempt, they're saying not just be afraid, not just be terrified that there are terrorists running around everywhere, but even more so that, oh, now we have the moral justification to go to war or to allow Israel to bomb Iran, to allow a key U.S. ally to engage in what's going to be a murderous attack, a high fatality rates, no doubt, attack on Iran, which now looks imminent. As Alex said when he joined us in the last hour, he believes this may happen within 2 weeks. You know, certainly give or take some timetable on that. We don't have a crystal ball around here, but we do see the patterns, and we do know history, and we do know when there's a problem reaction solution being presented to us so that we will react and then allow these administrations to commit what are essentially illegal acts and then justify it with these actions that they have fabricated from the get-go. So I've got some questions about this and some analysis that I want to share with you. We are, 5 minutes away from a break. Good, we've got enough time to do this. And by the way, we are going to be joined at the top of the next hour by Mark Castell from the Cornucopia Institute, who's going to be giving us information about how GMOs have been found, detected, verified in laboratories in so-called natural food products, natural cereals. You know, most people think natural foods are better than everything else. They think that they have no pesticides and no GMOs, and it turns out that is not exactly the case. Now, just coming in here on my desk, we have a tip from a listener, Aaron in Canada. Thanks for sending this in. This is an article, Canada should arrest George W. Bush when he visits next week, says Amnesty. Oh, wow, okay. Bush admitted in his memoirs that he authorized the use of torture against terror suspects. All of this was authorized, George Bush wrote, and condoned and put in place through his own repeated decision. I'm sorry, that's not what George Bush wrote. That is being quoted from the story. All of this was authorized and condoned and put in place through his own repeated decisions, he being former President Bush. So Amnesty is saying he should be arrested when he shows up in Canada. Well, that would be interesting. It wasn't Rumsfeld. Didn't someone try to arrest Rumsfeld when he was traveling through Europe a couple of years ago? These sort of unindicted war criminals running around who many of the awakened people are trying to get arrested. That's an interesting bit of news. Yeah, if you have any more news coming in on either Fast and Furious or this false flag assassination attempt, just jump on in here. Bring it to me. We're going to jump in at any moment that's necessary to cover this story. Let me ask you the question, listeners. What do you suppose happens if Israel bombs Iran? What is the aftermath of that? Now, if you've been listening to the Alex Jones Show for any length of time, you probably have a very solid grasp of what we're talking about that would happen in the aftermath of that. And I'd love to be talking to Bob Chapman right now about this. I would love to have Gerald Celente on right now. But let me just take a whack at this. You can expect oil prices to just skyrocket globally. Massive spike in oil prices, maybe gasoline at $5 to $10 a gallon in the aftermath of a strike on Iran. What about gold prices? Well, of course, gold prices would spike. How high? We don't know, but maybe this would hit that $2,500 an ounce target that was mentioned previously, I believe, by Bank of America. What about people who would see this as an increased tensioning of world events, and they would be more interested in preparedness? I think you would see a run on ammunition in the U.S. I think you'd see a run on preparedness supplies and preparedness food and gear. I think many of these companies that offer these products would be backordered after a strike on Iran. You would also have, of course, radioactive fallout if a nuclear facility, a nuclear processing facility, was targeted in the strike, which is almost a certainty. What else would Israel be going after other than the political leadership of Iran and also the nuclear processing facilities? Now, if that happens, and I really wish we had a nuclear expert on here who could give us even more details about this, and perhaps we will. Let's see what we can do about that in the next hour. But you're going to have essentially a dirty bomb unleashed, a massive radioactive tidal wave of contamination sweeping across Iran. Now, which way do the winds blow across Iran, and which neighbors are going to be affected by this? What is going to be the cost in human lives and suffering and future sickness from the potential radioactive fallout if there is an Israeli strike on Iran? These are questions that you've got to consider now that the pretext for this is right in our faces. Now, stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to continue to talk about this, and we'll have more guests on the other side of this break. I'm Mike Adams, filling in today for Alex. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated.
All right, check out the breaking news today on Infowars.com about this issue. We're going to have a story posted there in just a few minutes by Paul Joseph Watson. Let's see, that's going to be maybe another 20 minutes. So check that website. Nothing like a little pressure for those guys. By the way, I want to thank the crew here today. You know, every time I'm here on the Alex Jones Show, it's just such a great honor to be part of this and to be part of the whole listenership and to do something that matters for a change. You know what I mean out there? Do something that matters. And this crew does just a great job of pulling this show together every single day, and all the guests and all the researchers and all the website artists and writers and everybody who does this. It's just an extraordinary organization of truly dedicated patriots and people who ultimately do not want to see more war. It's weird in the sense that we all stand for peace. You know, you may not think, well, oh, InfoWars and the Alex Jones Show, you don't normally think a giant peace sign, but ultimately, really, we don't want wars. We don't want people to die. We don't want governments to bomb each other, and especially not to do it under the pretext of all these false operations. We want people to have freedom and liberty and to have their peaceful lives so that they can live out their lives without tyranny, without suffering, without any kind of pain hanging over their heads. I'm just getting this. Is Alex going to be joining us by phone? Okay, Alex, are you with us?
Hey, Mike, I'm just driving down the highway. You know, I had planned to take off a few days on a working vacation. Work gets too cold. I'm going to go out camping and stuff with the kids here. And did an hour from my house this morning. I'm now on the road calling in. How's my audio coming in, Roger?
It's coming in loud and clear here. Go ahead.
Okay, look, I've just been surfing on my little globalist flame cracker iPhone while I'm listening to you on the other iPhone app. Plugged into the stereo here in the InfoWars mobile, and you mentioned the Charleston paper and others. The New York Times has come out and said that this is baloney, and this isn't where they go out and set up the Iranian National, secret police. This is where they just go out and usually recruit somebody to be part of the drill, and then the person takes part in the drill and they set them up, or they're not even involved, or they find a mentally ill person. That's the MO over and over again, and even mainstream media admits the FBI in the last 2 years, as you pointed out, more than 100 cases of this have come out over and over again to create this perception of a threat instead of carrying out a big elaborate false flag like 9/11. But there's no doubt with Obama plunging, no doubt with the global bankers not getting their agenda through, that the global crisis that would come out of an Iran strike, even though it would be bad for the economy, people primitively tend to still rally around their governments in Europe and the U.S. And so I've been saying, and just as you wrote 2 weeks ago for your exact headline at naturalnews.com, there was something like, conditions now ripe for false flags. What was your exact headline?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, conditions are ripe. Because like you said, remember the George Bush moment after 9/11 where he took the bullhorn and looked really presidential? This is what Obama is being set up for here, to look presidential in this war crisis. It's obvious.
Exactly. You're exactly right. Hey, hold on 1 second. Hey, guys. Hey, kids, please keep it down. I'm on the radio.
Yeah, bear with us, folks. It's live radio here, breaking news happening here. So not scripted. Alex, go ahead, sir.
Sure, I was just telling my children not to talk. I could probably put my son on hearing his analysis, though. But it's probably better than the general public's understanding of this. I've heard all the neocons on radio going,
breaking in 30 seconds, Alex.
Time to glass parking lot 'em. I'll go to break with you and then come back and break down how serious this is. It's just green lighted right now, folks. We got to get the word out on this false flag hoax, or it's over. They're going to World War III, and that means their domestic agenda.
All right, stay with us, folks. We're going to break. We'll be right back. More with Alex here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.